News from Oroville, Friday, 14th of August, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Miriam, Chloe, Anne, and Andrea. The weather today is raining. A threatening sky has come through. The forecast did show 100% chance of rain for this weekend, and we're having it. There's 50% chance on Sunday and Monday. And the winds shift from the south to southeast, southwest, and northwest between 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. The temperatures range between 26 and 32 degrees. Here's an excerpt of an interview with Jaya, longtime Orovillian.
I think we have an incredible material. We have so many children now. Many young people are coming. We should, you know, Kirit Joshi, he was telling us years ago now, jump. And I think he was relating to economy, he was relating to education. And I wish we could jump more. I think that actually our Tamil schools are jumping more than our, what we really call traditionally our Oroville schools. No?
By jumping you mean taking a risk to be different and charge into the future?
I feel that we are very much recreating our past as a kind of a crutch for managing something which is very difficult to do. Because it's so unknown, it's very difficult. But actually, now in Sweden, in the school I was, it was a preschool. So it was only up to 6 years old. So you have one approach that is true. But when you do it, I think no level is more difficult than the other one, actually. And they were working, their main tools, I would say, was observation and non-interference on that level.
Beautiful concept.
Yeah,
we must do that with each other as well as adults with children.
Yes, you see, but when you see it actually working and you see the children developing fully and completely and you see the miracle of the flow, and then you see that what we are doing when we actually are making quite ordinary school structures, we need to experiment more. That is my... And also one thing which is, you know, Mother and Sri Aurobindo were absolutely particular on the fact that they were dealing with the individuals. They never dealt with as a group in that sense, no? Each one they dealt with. And we know what the emphasis Mother was putting on the development of the individual.
There are numerous awakened beings out there who are aware of the environment, crying out for recognition and change, change in attitude of the inhabitants of the planet. Convergence offers a weekend program called Environmental Change Through Observation. He points, among the many causes of our current environmental problems, a less obvious one is our prevailing worldview. Have we lost sight of something deep and precious in the way we live? Phenomenology and awareness through the body will be used as tools in the workshop, awakening the innate sense of ecological awareness through sensory games, creative exploration, visualization, and relaxation. Where? Evergreen Community, on 14th, 15th, 16th of August, starting at 5 p.m. Contact creatingchange@thepointofconvergence.org for further information. This from Sri Aurobindo. If one keeps a true will and attitude, intuitions from within will begin to grow, become clear, precise, unmistakable. The strength to follow them will grow also, and then before you are satisfied with yourself, the divine will be satisfied with you and begin to withdraw the veil by which he protects himself and his seekers against a premature and perilous grasping of the greatest thing to which humanity can aspire. The news is reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, contact orovilleradio.org. Thank you for listening.